今天是我第一次来到你们的新堂，进来的时候特别兴奋。
This is my first time I come to your new sanctuary.
啊，所以我相信神对你们有特别的带领。希望得救的人数每个礼拜都可以增加。
I know God is going to bless you with this new sanctuary.
那么我们人生都有很多各种不一样的追求，这些追求也是好的，但是有一个追求是不可缺少缺少。
We all have a lot of searching, a lot of longing in life, but there's one thing that's really important.
就是追求真理。
That's the search for truth.
那么问题就是什么叫真理？
The problem is that what is truth?
那么世界上也有很多的真理。
There seems to be many kinds of truth in the world.
所以有神学家说，所有的真理都是属于神的真理。
That's why some people say all truth come from God.
因为神借着圣经跟耶稣启示给我们，那个是一种真理。
The truth that was revealed by Jesus Christ in the Bible is one truth.
但是上帝也借着大自然启示给我们，那种也是一个真理。所以我们在学校里面有科学这一门去学习。
But also God revealed His truth in many ways through the science and through the natural world.
那么就产生一个很大的问题，什么叫真理？
So I have a question, what is the truth?
有个更大的真理就是什么是最大最紧要的真理？
Even more, what is the most important truth?
这个就是我们今天下午要思想的一个问题。
This is the topic we want to think about this afternoon.
我们知道主耶稣最后一次到耶路撒冷参加这个逾越节的时候，他是被犹太人交在这个该亚法大祭司的手中。
The last time Jesus went to Jerusalem for Passover, he was handed over to the high priest.
但是这个该亚法不愿意牵连这个事情，所以他们就马上把这群人犹太人跟耶稣带到这个总督比拉多的面前。
Because Caiaphas, the high priest, doesn't want to get involved in himself, so he sent Jesus to Pilate.
但是这些犹太人是个虔诚的犹太人，他们不愿意进入这个巡抚所以因为他怕沾污了自己的身体，难道不能吃逾越节的早餐？
All these pious Jews, because they don't want to defile them, so become unclean, and they want to partake in the Passover, so they even did not want to go into the governor's palace.
那么比拉多没办法就出来迎接他们。
So Pilate come out to see them.
所以跟这些犹太人有下面一段的对话。
He have a confrontation with these Jews.
他说：“你为什么把这个人带到我的面前呢？”
He said, "Why do you bring this man to me?"
那么这些犹太人说：“你不知道，他是一个作恶的人。
”The Jews replied, "Did you know that he is a criminal?"
他是在法律上面是罗马法律上面是站不住脚的。
He is someone who break Roman law.
那么比拉多说他是犹太人嘛，你们犹太人有犹太人的法律，你们就自己处理就好了。
Pilate replied, he is a Jew, why don't you take your king with your own law?
那么现在犹太人就很气了，他说我们想这样做，但是我们也要想把他处死，可是我们没有权利去把他处死。
But the Jews replied that we want to execute him, but we have no authority to do that.
那么比拉多就有点坐立不安，就马上进到了巡抚里面去。
After Pilate hears this, he was uneasy, so he went back to the palace.
那就把耶稣一个人带进，叫他进去。
He called Jesus to come to him.
他说：“你是犹太人的王吗？”
He said, "Are you the king of the Jews?"
那么我知道耶稣的回答就跟与众不同，他总是用问题去回答别人的问题，好叫他可以审查他自己问这个问题的动机是怎样。
You know, very often Jesus answers a question with another question, so that the person can see his own motive for asking the question.
So Jesus said, 你问这个问题是为了人家安排你去问呢？
So Jesus asked him, do you ask this question because this is your own idea or somebody told me about
it? 还是别人怎么样论到我，你就照这样子问我呢？
Or somebody told you about me, that's why you ask this question.
那么这些比拉多还说，这些犹太人的事我不知道，因为我不是犹太人。
Pilate said that I'm not a Jew, I don't know your Jewish affair.
那么比拉多就对耶稣有一段很重要的谈话，是非常简短但是很重要的谈话。
So Pilate had a short, brief conversation with Jesus.
他说：“你自己的人把他带来，到底你做了什么事情呢？”
He asked him, "What have you done? It's your own people who bring you to me."
耶稣没有直接的回答他。耶稣说，我的国不在这个世界上。如果我的国在这个世界上，我一定要有这臣仆来保护我，不会让我交在你的手中。
Jesus replied, "I am the king, and for this reason I'm here. But my kingdom is not of this world."
那么比拉多说，那你意思说你就是皇帝？
So Pilate said, "You are the king."
所以耶稣在这里讲一个很简单、很直接，而且毫无犹疑、直言不讳的回答，就是对，我就是王。
Jesus answered him clearly and without hesitation that, "Yes, I am."
这个是个不同效果的回答，因为他马上就很坚定地说明他的身份。
This is a very unusual answer because in here he reveals who he is.
然后他讲一句话，我是为主而来到这个世界。
He said, Jesus said, "For this reason I come into the world."
我来这里是要给真理做见证。
I come to the world to testify for the truth.
凡求真理的人就听我的话。
Whoever is on the true side will hear my word.
那么这几句简单的话里面有很丰富的信息。
This short reply has a very significant meaning.
首先它隐藏了一个真理的定义。
First of all, it reveals one truth.
他说我来就为真理做见证，意思就是说我的见证就是真理。
He said, "I come here to testify for the truth. I'm going to testify what is true."
然后他说，凡求真理的人就听我的话。
He said, "Whoever is on the side of truth will listen to me."
那我们人的理论就是说，人的想法就是，我先听你的话，然后我再决定我要不要属于你。
Very often our idea is, "Let me hear what you have to say, so I can decide whether I'm going to be on your side."
但耶稣说，你先要属于我，然后。来听我的话。
But Jesus said that if you are on my side, you will hear the truth.
这里就讲到一个认识真理的一个秘诀。
It reveals a secret of how to know the truth.
然后比拉多讲一句话，真理是什么呢？
Pilate just replied, "What is the truth?"
他还没有等到耶稣回答，转身就跑出去了。
He did not even wait for Jesus to answer. He just turned around and walked in.
想去做什么呢？就跟一些犹太人的群众做一个很重要的宣告。
He is going to talk to the Jews.
但是我查不出他有什么罪。
He said, "I have final basis for charge against this man."
这个也是一个非常奇怪、奇妙的一件事情。
This is also a significant proclamation.
因为耶稣他的属性就是无罪。
Because We should believe that Jesus is without sin.
所有世界上的人都有罪，
everyone has
他没有罪。
We believe that Jesus is without sin.
但是居然在一个外邦人的口中说出基督教一个很重要的真理。
So over here, from the mouth of a Gentile, God used Pilate to proclaim that Jesus is without sin.
那么比拉多说，真理是什么呢？又走掉。到底这句话的后面有什么意思？
Why did Pilate just say that, what is truth, and then just walk away?
他的意思就是说，真理就是你认为真理就是你的真理，我认为真理就是我的真理，那么我们没有什么好谈。
Pilate do that because his idea is that you have your truth, I have my truth.
所以显然他没有这个真诚去了解真理的真谛。
He is not really seeking to understand what truth is.
那么我们想一下。他这种说法、想法，岂不是我们今天特别在西方一般的思想呢？觉得这个绝对真理不存在呢
？Actually, Pilate's idea of truth is very similar to what we have today.
我们现代人的思想就是，你认为你相信这个事情是真，就是真。
Most people believe nowadays that if you believe this is true, it is true for you.
大部分都觉得。世界上没有绝对的真理
，because most people believe there is no absolute truth。
因为真理呢，乃是决定在一个人的文化、一个人的看法。
Because for people, truth is depend on your background, depend on your culture。
那么今天我们就会看到这个 ISIS 这个恐怖分子，你以为他们觉得他没有真理吗
？You think the terrorists, ISIS, say no truth？
因为他们不相信绝对的真理，他觉 觉得这个就是他们的真理。
Because they do not believe in absolute truth, but they do believe what they did is true.
有一个基督教的机构叫 Barna Research Group, 他曾经做了这样的一个调查。
这个 Barna Research Group, they have this opinion for it.
那么这个流量虽然是好几年前的事情，但是我觉得它的数据还是适合今天我们美国的社会。
The poll was conducted quite some time ago, but I think it's irrelevant today.
他说在1991年的时候，有67% 的美国人相信绝对真理是不存在。
The poll said in 1991, 67% of people believe there is no absolute truth.
但是几年以后1994年呢，结果67%呢提高到75%。
And then later on, it went up to after several years, 73% of people believe there is no absolute truth in the world.
更可怕的就是1991年，有52% 的牧师不相信绝对真理的存在。
Even the poll showed that over 52% of the pastors in church do not believe it is absolute.
但是到了1994年的时候，这个52就提升到62%。
By 1992,
sixty-two percent
of pastors do not believe it is absolute.
所以这个是一个很严重的问题，连教会对这个绝对的真理都怀疑。
This is a very serious problem because even in church.Pastors do not believe this absolute truth.
那么我们在进入这个真理的讨论以前，我们先做一个很短的结论，看看主耶稣跟米拉多讲话的内容是怎么样。
Before we go in depth, I want to go briefly go over what Jesus said, what truth is.
第一点，他说我不属于这个世界。
First, Jesus said, I am not of this world.
第二，他很肯定的说他是一个王。
Also, secondly, he said that I am a king. I'm a king.
他没有说大概啊，可能啊，我想是我是王。他说我就是那个王。
He did not say maybe or I think I'm a king, but he said definitely I am the king.
然后比拉多一个外邦人证实他是无罪。
Also, here we see that a Gentile proclaimed that Jesus is someone who is without sin.
而且他讲到他来到这个世界上的目标就是为了救赎的真理做见证。
And also Jesus mentioned that he came to this world to testify for the truth.
那么从这几点呢，我们就看到耶稣是王，是神，也是救主。
From these two points, we see that Jesus claimed that he is the King
and the Savior.
He is Savior.
所以他讲的话一定是可信的，因为他是神。
Because if he is God, whatever he say must be true, little true.
那既然那么多人说相对的真理不存在，就代表绝对的真理不存在，就代表相对的真理是可信。
Because a lot of people think there is no absolute truth, so for them the truth are all relevant.
那么我举一个很简单的例子来说明他们的。没有论。
Let me show you the mistake of the truth of relativity.
我们大家都相信这个地心吸力。
We all know about the gravity.
因为我们把一个东西提升到高度的时候，一放手，这个东西就能下来。
Everything that we bring it too high, any drop in it will hit the ground.
那么相对主义的人就说，哦，这个地心吸力是你相信的，我不一定相信啊。
So if you are somebody who believes the law is relative, you say that the law applies to you, maybe it doesn't apply to you.
那么我们可以叫他做一个真理的试验，就是叫他爬到纽约的帝国大厦，你叫他跳下来。
You can always observe the truth of the law by testing.
所以你看到吗？这个相对的真理是站不住脚的。
The relative truth is not really true.
这个相对的真理呢，也是认为，你说什么就什么。
Relative truth claims that whatever you think is true is true.
那么有一个很小的故事，就是林肯总统有一次吃午饭的时候，跟他的士兵就是在那边聊聊天。
I recall a story of President Lincoln once he was eating lunch with some of his soldiers.
那他问他们，说这里有一只羊 ，OK， 如果把它的尾巴算进去的时候，它总共有几个脚呢？
If we count the tail or the sheep, how many legs are there?
他说那就有五个脚。
那个会比 five legs
是吧？OK。林肯总统说错了。
thing is wrong.
还是四个角。
You still four legs.
你把这个尾巴叫它做角，一个角不等于它就是一个角。
Just because you call the tail a leg doesn't make it a leg.
那另外一个童话故事虽然是简单，但是也把这个道理让我们说得清楚。
There is also another story that can illustrate this point.
就是古代有一个印度的土皇帝，有一天带了五个瞎子。
One day,
there's
the story of this Indian king that brings five blind men to him.
那么这个皇帝就把他带到一个大象的面前。
This king brings these five blind men to the elephant.
哎，告诉他们，你摸他一下，然后你告诉我象是怎么样。
So he tells the five blind men to touch the elephant and describe it.
那么第一个人就摸到这个大象的身体，他说，哦，象就是一块墙。
The first blind man touched the body of the elephant. He said, "The elephant is just like a wall."
那么第一个瞎子呢，摸到这个象牙，就说这里是个一个矛啊，古代的武器矛。
The second blind man touched the tusk of the elephant. He said, "The elephant is just like a spear."
那么第三个呢，就摸到他臂子，臂子动来动去，他就很怕，说哎呀完了，这个是怎么死
的？ The third blind man touched the trunk of the elephant. He concluded.Elephant just like a snake.
然后另外一个摸到他的耳朵，动来动去，他说好像一把扇子。
And the fourth blind man touched the elephant's ear. He said the elephant just like a fan.
最后一个摸到他的尾巴，说哦，原来这个象就是一条蛇。
The last blind man touched the elephant's tail. He said the elephant is just like a.
那么我们从这个那么简单的故事。可以学习到什么地方呢？
What can we learn from this simple story?
第一，我们的感觉，就是每个人有不同的感觉，就产生不同的透视。
Because every one of us have a different experience and we experience different things.
Perception. 但是他们每个人的透视不是互相矛盾的。
Very often, each one's perception is contradictory to each other.
第二点呢，我们看到这五个人呢，没有一个人能够掌握这个真理的全部。
Nobody of these five blind men, nobody see the whole big picture.
第三点呢，就是这五个人呢，每一个人都坚持他是对。
And every one of these blind men insists that he is right.
那么我们今天社会上面有一个现象，
This is very similar to what we have today.
他说所有宗教都是一样的，只是一点点不同而已。
Some people say all the religions are the same. They are just different approach to God.
因为我们的文化背景不同，因为我们的经验也不同，所以同一个神，我们只叫他不同的名字而已。
It's just because we have different background, we have different experience, we are actually worshiping the same God.
那么这些人岂不是跟这五个盲人一样吗？
These are people who are blind as the spiritually blind as the blind man.
所以有一个很通常的说法，就是宗教就是大同小异。
That's why a lot of people say that all religions are the same.
其实这个是错的。
But this is wrong.
我们应该说宗教是大异小同才对。
Actually, there are great differences in the religion.
比方我们说我们上帝是耶和华。
We know our God is Lord Jehovah.
回教徒叫他的神是阿拉。
I can call their God Allah.
那是不是一样呢？是不是光是名字不同而已呢？
Are they the same person or different name?
当然是很大的不同了。
But they have very different personalities.
因为耶稣说，你认识我，你就认识父；你不认识我，连父你都不能认识。
Jesus said, "If you know me, you know the Father. If you do not know me, you cannot know the Father."
那么回教徒不认识耶稣，所以他的神必定跟我们圣经上的神是不同的。
The Muslims, they do not know Jesus. That's why they cannot know the God of the Bible.
另外一点，这五个人的经验给我们一个功课，就是这个象就是一个大象。不管你怎么叫他，他还是一样。
Another lesson we can learn from these five blind men that the elephant is an elephant, regardless of what each blind man calls it.
所以我们的上帝就是不建立在你信不信他，乃是他是上帝就是上帝。
The truth of the God is not depend on what you think.
这不是另外一点我们看到了，就是在整个的六人当中。
On these five blind men, so six people,
只有一个人能够掌握全部的真理。
Only one person there know what the elephant look like.
就是这个皇帝。
That is the king.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为他是眼睛明亮。
Because his eyes open.
如果他跟瞎子一样，连这个故事都不能讲出来。
He is not like one of the blind men, only touch something.
那么这里就给我们一个很重要的启示。
This is a good, important lesson for us to learn here.
就是真理呢，一定是从启示来的。
That is truth can only come from being revealed.
Revelation.
From revelation.
我们知道柏拉图是在苏格拉底跟亚里士多德他们的寻求真理的人。
We know in Plato, Socrates, and Aristotle, these are people who are searching for truth.
但是耶稣启示给我们，他就是真理，他也与真理认同。
But Jesus tells us that He is the truth. He testified for the truth.
那么到现在为止，我们大家都可以承认一件事情，这个相对的真理是站不住脚。
We can now all conclude that the truth being relative can is wrong.
但是我们就马上有个问题，那耶稣对真理的看法是怎么样呢？
So the question is, what does Jesus think of the truth?
耶稣没有直接给我们的回答，因为这个比拉多没有等得到回答，他走掉了。
When Pilate asked the question, he did not even ask Jesus answer. He turned around, walked away.
但是这里并不是代表这个问题没有答案。
But that doesn't mean there's no answer to this question.
因为主耶稣已经讲了，我来就为真理做见证。
Because in his brief answer to Pilate, he said, "I'm here to testify for the truth."
所以这里就暗示这个真理的定义呢，就是耶稣基督的见证。
Because that Jesus, Jesus said that the truth is to be testified by him.
但是耶稣基督的见证的有两种，一个就是他自己为自己做见证，另外就是门徒为他做见证。
Jesus said two testimony. One that he made himself, the other one is made by his disciple.
所以我今天呢就用两个例子来解释这个真理的意义。
So today I want to use two examples to show what truth is.
第一说的圣经就是约翰福音第一章十四节。
In Gospel John chapter 1 verse 14.
他说道成了肉身住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
The Bible says that the world become flesh and dwell among us, full of grace and truth.
那么约翰给我们这句圣经也是非常简短的。
This is a brief scripture in the Gospel of John.
但是里面的内容是极其的丰富。
But the meaning is quite profound.
里面有三个要词要 key word.
There are three key words in this sentence.
第一个是恩典。
One is grace.
一个是真理。
One is truth.
然后是光。
And then light.
我们就在旧约圣经，真理跟光常常是互用的。
Very often, Bible use interchangeably light and truth.
耶稣说我是世界的光，就等于说我是世界的真理。
Jesus said, "I'm the light of the world." It's the same as I said. He said, "I'm the truth of the world."
但是这个恩典这个字，不管在希腊文跟希伯来文都有一个特别的意义。
But grace in Hebrew and in and Greek have a special meaning.
Yeah. 它的意思就是慈爱。
Grace means 慈爱。Loving kindness.
Loving kindness. Okay. 但是这个 loving kindness 在圣经里面用的不多，在旧约里面，出埃及跟申命记的用到这里。他说我要向耶和华说，我要向爱我的人发慈爱，直到千代。
Loving kindness is used in a few places in the Bible, in the Old Testament. In the Old Testament, the Bible said that I will show loving kindness to those who love me to generations.
这个 loving kindness 很难翻译，但是有一个字也是在希伯来文叫 hesed, H-E-S-E-D.
Hesed, there's another word that's in
hesed.所以我们常说神的爱是 agape， 这个是不太对的，因为这个迪马不爱世界，那个爱也是用 agape 这个词。
那么这个 God's love is like agape love， that's not that's the
idea. Exactly. OK， 最正确的翻译就是 hesed， 就是这个loving kindness， 就是神一种特别的慈爱。
The best word to describe God's love is loving kindness。
对，那么这个 loving kindness 是什么意思呢？
What is loving kindness？
就是比方我爱一个人。
If I love somebody,
他不爱我，
he did not love me back.
我很相信。
I am hurt.
但是如果你爱神，
if you love God,
如果神爱你，你不爱神，
if you love God love you and you did not love God back,
上帝 也不开心。
God is not,
但是他不开心，但是他的不开心跟我们的不开心是不同的。
But his unhappiness is not the same as ours.
因为神爱我，我们不爱神，神伤心这个伤心呢？因为伤心我们得不到这个爱神的福气。
God is not happy because we cannot receive His love.
所以是个完全无私的爱。
Is a selfless kind of love.
另外真理呢，在这个句话里面呢，也讲到一种恒久不变的在月里面的信实。
Truth in the Bible means unchanging truth.
Covenantal faithfulness
in God's covenant.
那么这个在旧约里面，这个月是非常重要的一个词汇。
Covenant is a very important idea in the Old Testament.
这个月就是神向亚伯兰、以撒、雅各所立的月。
You know the covenant that God made with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
这个月是建立在他的信实上面。
This covenant is built on God's faithfulness.
信实呢，就是真理的意思。
Faithfulness also means truth.
那么我们再看看刚刚读这句节短短的圣经里面有三个字，有爱。有月有信实。
In that brief description, we see that there is covenant and there is faithfulness.
那你有没有看到这三个字只能用在人与人和人与神的关系方面？
This word can only be used in the relationship between man or between man and God.
我们不能做一个故事说我爱你，或者我跟你走月。Yeah, 你是信实的，跟这个桌子讲，你不能这样。
We cannot have a cousin or have a loving relation with a material thing.
那么这里这三个字，在这个真理这个筹划里面呢，就指向一个关系。
So that's why the truth in light of these three words point to a relationship.
所以这个真理呢，不单单是一种命题 proposition， 而且是一种关系。
So truth in the Bible is not just a proposition, an idea. It is actually the truth is a relationship.
这个终极的关系呢，就是讲到上帝是一个有位格的神。
That relationship is a relationship with a personal God.
而且这个位格呢，是愿意人与他发生关系的。
And this personal God wants to have relationship with him. Why not to have relationship with him?
这从这个领域来讲啊，比方说真理是什么呢？其实他应该说问神是真理。
So the right question for Pilate to ask is that who is the truth?
Not what is the truth,
not what is the truth.
Yeah. 那么这个真理的人格化，就是莫过于下面我要读那些圣经。
The personification of the truth is shown in the Bible verse I'm going to read now.
就是约翰福音十四章第六节
in Gospel John chapter 14 verse 16，
我是道路真理生命，若不借着我就不能到父那里去。
When Jesus said I am the way, the word, I am the way, the truth
and the life,
and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me.
下面那句话 No one comes to the 没有人不借着我然而会到父那里来，就是历世历代最被人家挑战破坏毁谤的一句话。
The Jesus saying that no one can come to the Father except through me is something that been challenged throughout history.
但是我们看到这个基督教不但是这句话，整个基督教都被人家挑战，有两千多年的时间。但是你看看我们所信的耶稣的真理，今天还屹立不摇。
But this is the truth that Christians still believe today.
我们知道这印度教跟这个波斯的泛神教和汉语什么，对唯一的道路是一个很大的挑战。
Even a lot of religion, Hindu and other religion, they challenge the idea of one way
to God.
They challenge the idea of one way to God.
那么佛教呢，对这个耶稣是说他是生命，是一个非常的反感。
Is the Buddhist especially a problem with the idea that Jesus said that I am the light?
最基本的原因就是他们不相信神的存在。
Because they don't believe that God is there.
严格来讲，这个佛教这个哲学，一直等到它传到中国以后，才 才变成一种多神的民间宗教。
Actually, Buddhism started as some sort of teaching or philosophy. It became a religion after we went to China.
那么当耶稣说我是父的儿子，我的神是我的天父的时候，这个是引起这个伊斯兰教最不高兴的地方。
When Jesus say, "I am the Son of God, God is my Father," that's something that antagonizes the Muslim even more.
所以他们认为这种宣告是涉毒逆天的宣告。
They feel that this statement by Jesus is a really blasphemy.
那么这个不可知论者呢，就认为上帝是不可以知的，他不是说不知道，是不可以知道。
And they are also agnostic, who believe that God, the ideal God, just cannot be known.
但是耶稣明明的说，你认识我就认识父，就说明到他是可以被认识的，也真理是可以被认识的。
Yet Jesus said that if you know me, you know the Father. You see me, you see the Father. That shows that God can be known.
那么耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命。你可能不同意他这句话，但是这句话呢？应该是一个最合理的话。
When Jesus say that I'm the way, the life, the truth, is something that's really very logical.
为什么 logical 呢？就是因为这个真理就是有排他性的。
Because the truth, therefore the truth are exclusive.
比方来讲，我手拿着一张白纸 ，OK， 我说这个是一个白纸，经过我的考验以后，我说这张纸是白的。
For example, let me give you an example. If I say that a piece of paper is white,
但是你们不同意，他说这张纸是蓝色的
，maybe
另外一个是红色的，另外是黑色的。
Maybe some people disagree and they say the paper is blue or the paper is white or black.
那么我们的直觉就觉得这个是不对，对不对
？Instinctively, we know what color the paper is.
但是他们不这样讲。
What if not everybody agree?
当我说这张白纸是白的，你们都错的时候，他说：“其实弟兄啊，你这个不够宽容。”
But when we say that the paper indeed is white, some people may say you are just too arrogant.
我们都不是同一个文化，哪有台湾有香港有在美国出生？那我们有我们的看法。
We all come from the same culture. You should respect our opinion.
我们应该说，每个人都对，这样子我们才可以推动这个宽容跟和谐。
We should also accept everybody's idea so that we can live in harmony.
所以我们应该说，蓝是对，红是对，黑是对。
Should we just then say that the paper is blue, is black, whatever?
还有弟弟说，白也对。
Or even the white is right.
但是我觉得这个呢，是一个有一个很逻辑上面的错误。
But we can see that it's not logical.
但我说白是对的话，就等于说各种颜色是不对。
When I say that the white is the color, I exclude every other color wrong.
你就马上指控我啊，你这个太骄傲了。
Other people maybe say you are arrogant.
你不够宽容。
You are not inclusive.
你而且是排除异己。
You don't accept other people's opinion.
但是你想想看，如果你们说所有都是对。就是你不对的话，那你岂不是也是排弃了我吗
？Do you see that if you say that everything else is wrong, everything is
就是你如果说每一个人都是对，就是你说一个人，你就是你一个人说只有一个是对，那你就是错了，那岂不是另外一种不宽容吗
？Also, if you insist that everybody is right and you are I'm the only one that's wrong, then that also is also a sign of not intolerant.
所以你们也是不宽容，
even that person,
也是不和谐，只是另外一种方法而已。
Even that person become intolerant.
其实这宽容这个意思，不是这个哪每个人都对这个意思。
That intolerant, 类似的
宽容，宽容就是 tolerant， 并不是说我们说每个人都是对的，就叫。
Tolerance doesn't mean that everybody is right.
那宽容是什么意思？宽容就是说，我给你自由去相信你要相信的。
Tolerance just means that I give you the freedom to believe what you want to believe.
并不是说我不给你自由，让你相信你所相信的。
Not that I'm not allowing you to believe what you want to believe.
那么这个回教呢，就 没有给人家的宽容。
你为了他伊斯兰
的
一种，
你知道伊斯兰的家庭，如果他的女儿要信基督教的话，父亲可能把他处死。
You heard about the Muslim, the father who killed the daughter, he decided to leave.
这个是我们在 TV 上面你会看到的。
We saw that in TV.
那么我们在日常生活当中呢，我们常常做一些真理的宣告。
In our everyday life, we make many proclamations concerning truth.
比方我说这个灯是亮的，这是一个真理的宣告。
When I say the light is turned on, this is a true statement.
但是在所有的真实的宣告当中呢，我们要追求一个最高最高的真理。
How do we find that the ultimate truth?
如果我们找到这个最高最高的真理的话，我们就发现到世界上所有的真理都可以找到，发现它就是那个真理的源头。
Actually, if we can only find that ultimate truth, we also will realize that truth is the source of all the other truths.
那么我现在用一个很简单而且真实的一种故事，也是一种东方哲学一个表达的方法。
I want to illustrate this idea by a short story.
那么有个年轻人就跑到一个东方宗教的一个大师面前。
This young man go to see Eastern master.
他说：“师傅，生命到底是怎么一回事？”
He asked the master, "What is the meaning of life?"
那么这个大师呢就说：“你去附近一个树，捡一个果子给我看。”
So the master told the young man, "Why do you go and pick up a fruit from the tree?"
那就他拿一个果子到他面前，他说：“你把这个果子切开。”
So after the young man bring the fruit back, he said, "Open the fruit."
你看到什么东西呢
？What do you see?
我看到种子。
The young man replied, "I see seed."
那你再把这个种子切开，你看到什么东西呢
？Then the master said, "Now open the seed. Tell me what you see."
他说没有东西。
Nothing else.
那么大师就说，啊。
Then the master replied,
这个树是从没有东西变成生命的，所以你的生命也是如此。
So the master tell you, "See, the tree ultimately comes from nothing."
所以我们就是
saves your life.
从这个四大皆空上面产生出来的。
So this idea from the Eastern that everything is emptiness comes down to.
那为了公平起见，我相信这个大师的意思就是说，这个无有可能就是指到有一种生命的力量在里面。
To be fair, I think the master think that in this emptiness there is some force in it.
但是我们基督教的看法就在这一点上面。
We are Christian, these things are very different.
因为福音一章一节这样说。
Chapter 1, verse 1.
他说太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
The Bible just said that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
那么这个道呢，就是 Logos, Logos 就是话语的意思。
The Word is Logos.
话语呢，也可以说是一个说话的人的意思。
Logos is word.
所以这个话语跟说话的人加起来呢，就讲到一个位格，就是一个 person.
When you have word, it implies person.
那么约翰福音马上讲了，这个 person, 这个道呢，是一个宇宙之源。
The Gospel John says the word is the source of universe.
因为上帝借着这个话语创造万有。
Because through his word, he creates all things.
也创造人类。
He created people.
但是这里有不同。
But it's different.
这个万物创造是以它的质量来数量来描述。
When God created material world, he used quantity to describe them.
但是人呢是用一种 value, 是一种价值观去衡量。
When God created man, he used value to describe man.
所以我们可以在这个位格前面看到一个脸孔。
That's why in these personalities, we can see faces of God.
也可以在这脸孔的后面看到这个道。
Through the faces of God, we see the word, the truth.
那么什么叫位格呢
？What is this?
位格就是有思想、有意志、有感情。
A person means somebody who has mind, who has will, who has emotion.
所以他也愿意跟人建立一个密切的关系。
A person will mean that he wants to have a relationship with another person.
这新约圣经第一章第一节马上让我们联想到旧约，就是圣经的第一章第一节的头三个字。
In the same way, we see the New Testament and the Old Testament day is a common verse.
这头三个字是什么？就是起初神创造天地，起初神这三个字。
As in the beginning, God created heaven and earth. The other one is in the beginning was the Word.
这个就是我们所相信的终极的真理。
Here is where the ultimate truth comes from.
因为所有的真理就是在起初神。
All truths come from the Word. That in the beginning was the Word.
这里为什么重要？因为第一是起初这两个字。
This is important because this is from the beginning. This is in the beginning.
因为所有的宗教、所有的哲学，因为它不能解释这个宇宙之源，所以它就假设什么东西都是好像一个圆圈，圆圈，圆圈。
Many of humans with philosophy, they have problems because they cannot explain the origin. That's why very often they go into cycles.
所以佛教有这个轮回的观念。
That's why in Buddhism you find reincarnation.
希腊的哲学讲到宇宙之源，他就讲一个宇宙是无始无终。
That's why in Greek philosophy they talk about going in cycles.
但是我们所相信的神呢，说明这个。物质的世界是有一个开始，
而 the teaching of the Bible teaching this is the beginning.
这里就把我们跟所有的宗教分别出来了。
That also distinguishes Christianity from all the other religions.
而且还有一个神。
Also, God was there in the beginning.
那么现在很多这个spirituality 就是神秘宗教，他们也相信有神呢。
Many also other mysticists, they also believe there is a God.
但是他说这个神在你的里面，在我里面，在这物质里面，在地球里面。
They say that God is in you, is in material thing, is in everybody.
那这种泛神的思想呢，其实就是一个非常错误的思想。
This many idea of many God is also a wrong idea.
因为我们的圣经告诉我，物质是只有数量，但是没有价值，唯有人才有价值。
Because God said that the material thing has no value, only man are created in His image.
那么我们刚刚提到，耶稣说：“我就是道路、真理、生命。”
Jesus said, "I am the way, the word, the truth, and the life."
我说这句话本身是非常合理的。
I say this statement is very logical.
但是你说孔子会不会这样说呢
？But Confucius makes statement like this.
你说释迦会不会这样说呢？
Muhammad, he said that they make a statement.
Buddha. 那个摩
诃
末的可不可以这样说呢？
Muhammad, he made such a statement.
甘地可不可以说我就是道路真理呢
？Do you remember Gandhi said that I'm the truth and life?
所以这个是不可以的。
They not now to say that.
那么这里就说明一句话：你可以做各种各样的真理的宣告，但是这个宣告的真实性是。应该受到一种考验。
People can make all kinds of proclamations, but we can also test them.
但是真理的考验呢，我想有三点很重要。
How do we test the truth?
第一，它一定要符合逻辑。
I think there's three ways you can test the truth. One, it's got to be logical.
第二，一定有足够的证据。
There's got to be sufficient evidence.
第三，一定要跟我们的实际的生活是能够符合的。
It got to be in with our experience. It got to be in reality.
那么无神论家这个邓小平，他也同意这个证明是需要检查。
The chairman Deng also believes in examining the truth.
他说不管是黑猫白猫，能够抓住老鼠的就是好猫。
He said, how do you test the cat? The black cat or white cat?
So you
only
can
catch the cat.
一个真理检查的方法。
They got to be a way to examine the truth.
所以我们会说，一个真理还没有经过检查呢，这个是不能接受的。
The truth that is not examined may not be worth accepting.
那么我们看看世界上的所有的世界观也可以分成三类。
There are three different worldviews. Now.
第一最普通的就是无神论。
They don't believe in God.
God 的存在。
Doesn't believe in the existence of God.
然后就像基督教跟犹太教，他相信有一位神。
Judaism and Christianity, Christian, we We believe in God's existence.
那不可自论者呢说神是不可以知道的。
Yeah, those who are agnostic, who think God just cannot be known.
那么到底公牛公理婆有婆理哪一个是对的？
So who is right?
那么我看到 Zechariah 有一个检查真理的方法。
Zechariah, the philosopher, has these way of examining the truth.
当我看到他很多书的时候，我发现这个就成为他整个布道学里面一个重要的framework， 就是架构。
你
架构，架构。
Zechariah basis of his defense of the Christian of the faith。
这四点是什么？就是源头 origin。
He said that the truth can be able to explain the origin.
然后 meaning 意义。
That answer can be also provide a meaning for
you. 然后这个道德。
He also must have some morality.
然后我们的归宿。
Also he can describe the destiny.
源头就是回答这个宇宙从哪里来。
He can answer where does the universe come from.
意义就是我们为什么活在这个世界上。
Meaning, you got to provide a meaning, you got to tell you why we are here.
道德就是我们怎么样去活。
Morality, you got to teach you why, how we should live.
归宿就是我们死了以后往哪里去。
Destiny, you also got to tell you when you are going to go.
刚刚领会的就是弟兄已经提过，我们人生的意义在哪里呢？
We often ask, what's the meaning of our
life? 我们怎么去活呢？
How we should live.
那么公平一点，所有的宗教、所有的哲学对这四个问题都有答案。
In some way, all religion or teaching philosophy provide some kind of answer to these questions.
但是问题就是，把他们的答案通通加起来的时候呢，对这四个问题的回答呢，是有不妥协的一方。
But do they all come up with non-contradictory consistency in the answer?
唯有基督教能够对同时对这四个问题产生一个一致和谐，而且是符合事实的答案。
The fact that only Christianity provides a consistent, non-contradictory answer to all these four questions.
那么我虽然是这样讲，这个不是三言两语，你们就可以这样子慢慢的讲。
This is what I believe, but I think you should all think deeply about it.
但是我们想到，刚刚提到这个真理，如果是启示来的话呢，
we know that the biblical truth come from the revelation.
那么这个启示所产生的结果就是两件事情，一就是圣经的本身。
Revelation is based on the Bible.
一就是耶稣是上帝的儿子。
That Jesus was the Son of God.
那么我们就要看看圣经跟耶稣到底跟所有世界上的经典，所有世界上的教主有什么不同之处呢？
So we can also see in some way Jesus distinct from everybody else.
所以我们看到圣经的突厥性，看到耶稣的突厥性，而且这些突厥性是完全其他宗教其他经典没有的，我们就可以相信他是从上帝而来，他是真理。
Because we see so many unique points about Jesus in compared to other religions, we saw that he is the truth.
最近我看一个更新出版一本书，就是《新铁证待判》。
Recently, I read a book called Evidence Demand Verdict.
Demand Verdict, yeah. 这本书是一个老书，但是在更新呢，把其他的资料也添上去，所以叫新的铁证。
This is a new version of the evidence demand verdict.
我鼓励大家去看一下。
I really encourage you to read that book.
里面就指出有几样特点。
You point out some very special points.
就讲到圣经跟耶稣有 internal evidence， 就是内在的证据。
You point out some of the internal evidence of Jesus and Bible.
就是圣经里面的证据。
The internal evidence that is found within the Bible.
还有耶稣自己讲的证据。
From the word of Jesus, you can see evidence of what he said.
但是还有一些是 extra Bible， 就是在圣经以外的证据。
Also, you can find evidence of the Bible outside the Bible.
还有一些不是耶稣自己讲的证据。
Also, evidence that provided not by Jesus himself.
这个是非常奇妙的。
These are all very.
另外一个就是历史系。
Also, the historic fact of Jesus.
我们这个宗教信仰 是建立在历史的根基上的。
Our faith, our belief is based on historic events.
我说建立在历史的根基上面，就等于说它不是一个神话。
I say this is historical because it's not mythical.
最惊人的就是圣经里面有四分之一的篇幅在写的时候是用预言的方式来写。
You know, one quarter of the Bible when it was written is in prophecy.
但是这些预言呢，到目前为止已经通通的应验了，除了跟耶稣第二次来到地球这个事实还没有应验以外。
And most of these prophecies come to fulfillment already, except for the second coming of Christ.
还有这个考古学的证据。
And then also the anthropology, archaeology.
多年前呢，我跟尤牧师到了以色列去旅行。
One time I went to visit the Holy Land.
其实不是在后里面去过，是一个叫保罗的脚中的旅行。
I went to a tour called
the footstep of St. Paul.
Footstep. Yeah, yeah.
那么我们到了这个土耳其那个以弗所这个地方。
We went to Ephesus where Paul was there.
那牧师就指给我们看，这里一个很大的广场。
The pastor show us this big square.
戏场应该说戏场。
Theater.
Yeah.那么在《使徒行传》里面曾经提过
，In the Book of Acts, it mentions the amphitheater.
但是在第一世纪，上个世纪的初期呢，有人说声音不对，那个时候的工程不可能建造那么大的戏场。
Some people say it's impossible to build such a theater in a difficult time.
但是到了上个世纪的中叶的时候，有考古家把它找出来。
But they did discover this theater later on.
牧师就对我们看，这个就是《使徒行传》所讲的。
These are the theater that was referred to in the Book of Acts.
还有一点呢，就是圣经的影响力，这个是非同小可。
We can also see the influence of the Bible itself.
我也看到一本书讲到 ，Has Jesus not been born?
I also read a book that
也如果耶稣没有出生，他。耶稣没有出生的话又怎么样
？What would happen? What would the world like if Jesus had not been born?
他就发现整个世界、整个历史的就有很大很大的空洞。
The book describes how the world would have been very different.
没有办法去填上去。
It would create a gap that nobody can fill.
因为这个中，他把很这个基督教影响教育、影响艺术、影响社会。各种各方面没有一方面不受到这个基督教的影响
because every aspect of human culture, human education, human learning are affected by the Bible.
那么我现在举一个例，就是从音乐方面来看到基督教的影响力。
Even let me give you an example of influence of the Bible on the music.
因为我没有在我讲台里面，因为我刚刚被你们的唱歌感动，我发现这个教会呢有很多音乐的细胞。
I find your church are very musical.
有高音，有低音，小孩子唱得很好。
Everybody know how to sing.
我们教会的小孩子，只听到那个录音机的声音，没有听到我的声音。而且他们不，我好几次我们看到你们小孩唱歌，不要稿子的。
Very often I see your children sing without the music.
不，这句话我不知道对不对？后来我比较看到是。那么在这个音乐历史当中呢，有一个人物，他的名字叫 George Frederick Handel.
There's a in history there's a composer called Handel.
中文叫韩德尔啊。
Handel.
那么韩德尔在他五十六岁以前呢，是一个默默无闻的一个作曲家。
Before he was 57, he's unknown.
然后他就慢慢对这个音乐没有兴趣。
He wasn't because he lost interest in music.
但是后来有个朋友呢，给一个诗集，诗歌的集中起来的集，诗集给他。
Somebody gave him a collection of poetry.
Libretto 是叫 libretto， 就交给他。那么他一看的时候，发现里面完全是用圣经的话语。
He discovered this is a poetry that are based on Bible.
而且是用那个 King James 那种圣经的话语。
The verses come from the Book of King James.
整个诗歌的中心呢，就讲到基督。
The poetry describes Jesus Christ.
那么韩德尔呢，就把他自己关在他自己的房间24天之久。
for 24 days, Handel locked himself in his room to compose.
那么他的佣人拿饭给他吃的时候，他说我没有时间吃。
When his servant bring the meal, he said, I have no time to eat.
然后有一天，仆人就拿饭来。
One day the servant bring his meal.
发现他在那边哭，流泪，流得很厉害。
He see Handel weeping.
他问了什么事情？
He said, What happened to you?
他说我看到上帝。
He said, I experienced God.
我看到天堂。
I saw heaven.
所以呢，他是实实在在被这个属灵的感动了，感动了整个人。
Indeed, he was moved by the spirit and he touched his music.
那么24天以后，他就把这个乐章写好了。
After 24 days, he completed his composition.
正好在表演当中，我不知道这个是不是第几次。英国的皇帝也在其中。
That's when on his first performance of his music, the King of England was there.
当这个交响乐一唱到这个副歌的时候 ，chorus.
When the orchestra played the chorus.
他说万王之王万主之主是统管万有的从永远到永远
Sing the King of Kings and Lord of Lords
Remain over forever
Remain
forever 那么这个英国的王帝马上站起来
King stand up
然后所有的部众就如同一人站起来
You sing with the whole audience put up
这个就是成为今天这个弥撒演这个乐曲演奏曲的一种习惯
This becomes a tradition when they perform.
那么更重要一点呢？这个诗歌不是为了赚钱。
This is a composition not created to make money.
至少在早期。然后他们是为了救济这个穷人啊，就是关怀那些有需要的人。
Many in the old days, many of these earnings are used for the poor.
那么在他第一次演奏的时候，是为了筹款。
The first performance he raised money.
这个筹款是为了什么？就是有142个人呢，因为没有钱去交房租，所以被关在监牢里面。
There were 142 persons in jail because failure to pay their
rent. 这个演奏啊，就为了筹款，去使到这142人呢，可以离开这个监狱的捆锁。
That first performance gathered enough money for these people to get out of jail.
今天同样的弥撒亚也一样的把我们从罪恶当中的捆绑当中拯救出来。
Today the same Messiah rescued us from the bondage of sin.
那么我们讲到很多真理的真谛，但是我们不能不问一个问题：我怎么样去认识这个真理呢？
Today we talk so much about the truth, but we got to ask one more question. How do I come to know the truth?
耶稣给我们一个很奥秘的答案。
Jesus provided a very wonderful answer.
也是一个很实际的答案。
Also a very practical answer.
他说凡是属真理的人都听我的声音。
Jesus said, whoever is on the side of the truth will hear my word.
那么在这节圣经的一点点前面，耶稣又讲了一句话。
Jesus also mentioned something else before that.
他说我是世界的光，跟从我的就不在黑暗里，有必得是生命的光。
He said, I'm the light of the world. Whoever receives me will not walk in darkness.
我刚已经讲过了，这个光在旧约圣经里面往往是从跟耶稣跟真理是差不多同一个意义。
Mentioned before in the Bible, the Bible used the light and the truth interchangeably.
他说凡是跟从我的就不在黑暗里。那么这个凡是跟从耶稣的人呢，就是属于耶稣的人。
He said, whoever follow me will not walk in darkness.
他说你跟从我了，你就可以听到我的声音。
If you follow me, you can hear my word.
意思是说，你在我旁边的话，你就会明白真理。
That means if you are on my side, you will hear what I say.
但是这个跟从是一个行动。
To follow is to move.
Is
an action.
所以这里讲到一个真理，就是真理并不是要我们先明白，然后去跟从。
This also shows that truth is not something merely for us to understand, for action.
还是要先有行动，然后你才明白真理。
It shows that you must have action, and you can gain understanding.
那么我给你一个很简单的例子，你就可以明白。
I will show you an example.
比方你要学 骑这个脚踏车。
You want to learn to ride bicycle.
你可以读一些动力学的物理书本。
You might be want to learn to read something on mechanical dynamics.
你也可以到 YouTube 去看看这些 how to 那些影片。
Or you can watch video or YouTube.
也可以到 DVD 去学习怎么做脚踏车。
OK, maybe buy a DVD to watch how to.
但是唯一要学骑这个脚踏车，就是得实实际际骑上去。
But the only way you can really learn to ride bike is to ride one.
啊，当你骑上去的时候，你就明白了。
When you actually ride a bicycle, you will know how to ride.
那你明白以后，你会写书 ，OK?
And after that, you can even ride.
Yeah. 所以在圣经里面讲的一个词汇很惊奇的，就是你们耶稣没有说你要明白真理，他说你要进入真理。
That's why the Jesus never say you want to understand the truth. He said you must be in the truth.
所以我们跟真理最大的关系呢，虽然是明白，但是最重要还是要进入。
That's why the most important thing for us with the truth is not to understand, but to be in the truth.
就是好像我们从这里要跑到Long Island 去好
了。If you want to go to Long Island.
如果你第一次去，你预先当然要研究这个地图啊。
First time, of course, you do look at the map.
你要看看这个哪一条路啊比较好走啊。
You look up the highway to travel.
今天你还是要 set up 你的 GPS.
Or you just set up the GPS.
但是你做了所有这些东西，你还不知道怎么去。
But very often after all this preparation, you are still not there.
所以，除非你实实际际开车去。
Until you drive there.
开车去的时候，当然你会碰到一些迷路的现象。
Maybe you get lost in the way.
但是，除非你实际做一次，不然你永远都不知道怎么去 Long Island.
You actually get to Long Island, you never be there.
另外一个重点就是说，你要跟随耶稣，你必须要爱耶稣。
Another thing I want to say is that in order for you to follow Jesus, you must love him.
你跟一个不爱的人坐下来15分钟，你觉得好像坐了15年一样。
To spend 15 minutes with somebody you don't like, 15 years.
但是如果你爱耶稣，你就一生就跟随他。
If you love him, you will follow him.
那么耶稣也讲了，他说你爱真理呢，你就会明白真理。
Also Jesus mentioned, if you love the truth, and then you will understand the truth.
那么有个基督教的作家，他的名字叫 George McDonald。他讲的一句话，他说：“如果你把真理给一个不爱真理的人，你只给他多点知识、多点借口，去误解真理。”
就是说的 ，If you give the truth to somebody who doesn't love the truth, you just give him more excuse to misunderstand the truth.
但是我们在这个追求的真理的过程当中，会碰到一个很实际的问题。
As we are in search of the truth, we encounter many practical problems.
如果真理是耶稣，如果真理是上帝的话
，If truth is Jesus, truth is God.
我们怎么会完完全全明白这个真理呢
？How can we completely understand the truth?
因为我们是有限的。
How can a limited person?
我们是有罪的。
How can a sinful man?
我们不可以完完全全明白。
How can we possibly completely understand?
但是这个也跟我们读过书的人会有一些经验上的认同。
But many of us probably have the same experience.
我不管你有几个博士，你就大概不可以说我完完全全对某些东西认识吗？
Even if you got several PhD on a subject, you probably cannot say you completely understand it.
随便找一个小孩子问你三个问题，你就到了穷巷。
Very often, some reasonable question is probably embarrassing.
我记得小时候我儿子问我 ，Who is God?
I remember one time my son asked me who is God.
就已经很难答了。Okay.
I don't know how to answer.
所以呢，在这个懂一点点，但是不完全懂这个状态当中呢，神给我们一个恩典。
But even though we only cannot see the whole picture, but God gave us enough grace.
这个恩典呢，就是信心。
That grace is faith.
所以我会说，上帝已经给了很多东西，让我们很清楚地明白， 好让我们知道我们的信仰不是没有理性。
Because God gave us sufficient grace so that we can have enough to understand Him.
And faith is a reasonable thing.
That faith is
reasonable. 变成一个合理的事情。但是它也隐藏了一点东西。
Also there is a hidden part in it.
让我们知道我们完全靠理性去生活是不可能。
That we cannot completely rationally understand it.
所以我们一个基督徒呢就是要有信心。
That's why we are Christian, we live by faith.
但是这个信心呢不是迷信。
This faith is not superstition.
因为我们所相信的是有证据所指。
Because they are evident, the fingerprint of God in these evidence.
这个评论。所以但是这个证据呢不一定是全部的。
This evidence may not be complete.
但是是足够的让我们踏出信心的一步。
Is sufficient enough for us to step up in faith.
那么我们现在就用两分钟的时间把我刚刚所讲的好像归纳起来。
I want to briefly summarize what I have talked today.
第一节里讲的真理是真实的，是符合现实的。
We talk about the truth is something that is
real. 也是绝对的，也是客观的。
We also talk about truth being absolute.
然后我们讲到上帝是真实，所以他所启示的都是真的。
Because we know God is true, that's why everything that He revealed is true.
我们的上帝就像那个简单的故事那个皇帝一样。
Just like this is a simple story I told you before.
他看我们比我们看得多，所以他启示给我们，我们就眼界就长大。
He is the only one who saw the whole picture. That's why he alone can reveal to us.
然后真理呢是有个规格的，所以耶稣说我就是真理。
Also we know truth is a person. That's why
he
said I'm the truth.
真理是可知道的。
And we also learn that truth is knowable.
如果真理是不可知道的，我们就不需要谈这个问题。
The truth is unknowable. There's no reason for us to.
哎，耶稣就是说，真理有个绝对的参照点 reference point.
And the truth has a reference.
这个就是耶稣自己
and that is Jesus himself.
那么最重要就是很跟我们密切关系，就是我们基督教的道德观呢是有个绝对的，并不是相对的。
From that we know our moral teaching are absolute, not relative.
所以我们基督徒必须要拒绝相信相对主义的道德观。
That's why as Christians we reject the idea of relative
就是我们基督徒一定要活出真理。
Finally, we want to live out the truth.
我们基督徒要为真理辩护。
We want to defend the truth.
像保罗一样，
这才够。
我们要学习真理。
We want to learn the truth.
我们还要教导真理。
We also want to teach the truth.
那么在罗马书有一节圣经就给我们一个很大的警告。
There's a warning in the book of Rome.
就是罗马书第一章，大概是第一章。原来神的愤怒从天上显明在一切不前不义人的身上，就是那些行不义、阻挡真理的人。
For God, the wrath of God was revealed in heaven for those who suppress the truth.
所以这个阻挡真理呢，就会招来也来神的愤怒。
When we suppress the truth, we bring forth the wrath of God.
但是最后我讲一句话。
Finally, I want to encourage you.
神给我们一个应许。
God promised us.
就是凡住在他真理的人，就是蒙福的人。
All those who live in truth are blessed.
那有我们弟兄姐妹，从今天开始能够追求真理的灵。
从 now today forward, all of us will seek truth.
我们一起祷告。
Yes, please.
主，我们谢谢你，你是光，你是真理。
Father, we thank you because you are light, you are truth.
看到我们人的堕落是那么的深重。
You see how deeply we have fallen.
你还留给我们一条出路。
But you provide a way out for us.
但是我们多少时间背地里
，Dear, many times we deny you.
好像一条还不够，你为什么给我两条、三条
？But you give us so many chances.
但是我们。当我们对我们的罪有深刻的认识的话，我们才明白到 你还有一条路给
我。As we see our sinfulness, we see that you indeed you provide a way out.
我们就为这条路献上我们最大的感谢。
We thank you for this way out.
把你看成我们敬拜的对象。
We praise and worship you.
求主大大的祝福这个教会。
Bless this church.
让这个教会成为这个地区里面的真理的明灯。
So that this church will be the light of truth for this region.
我们向你祷告，我们是奉耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.